KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies, some areas of light fog that are burning off this morning, and we look for it to be mostly sunny today, a high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The Iowa State Patrol says a teenager from Sac County has been killed in a head-on crash with a recreational vehicle. The patrol reports the crash happened Tuesday on Highway 71 south of Early. Authorities said 16-year-old Coral Isle Deal of Early died after driving off the road and then overcorrecting. The teen's Pontiac Vibe then crossed the center line and hit a Fleetwood RV driven by a 71-year-old man from Texas. The car was crushed under the RV's front wheels. The driver of the RV wasn't injured. The accident investigation continues. News time is 7:07.
Who knew with the wind, the hail, and the tornadoes that the 2014 crops would look so promising? And it's important to make sure you get every bit of it you can into the bin. This is Rick at Lindeman Tractor. You can get the most out of harvest when you upgrade to a newer and bigger New Holland CR combine from Lindeman's. And through August 31st, you can also get 30 months free financing on that machine. Currently, you'll find a good selection of late model CRs from Class 6s to Class 9s. And
when you buy a used New Holland CR combine from Lindeman Tractor, you get more than just a used combine.
You get a combine that is totally cleaned and detailed inside and out.
And it's not just clean. Our service team will have checked out everything, adjusting and fixing anything that could cause a problem when it goes to the field.
Then when it's time to run, we'll come out and get you started, making sure you understand everything about your machine and that you're completely satisfied.
When you buy from Lindeman Tractor, you're buying from a family-owned dealership. And when our name is on it, we stand behind it.
Call us today, Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
Sheriff's officials in Mills County said Tuesday that a Nebraska man died during an accident that occurred early Sunday morning. 20-year-old Nicholas Polsley of Bellevue, Nebraska, was ejected during the crash that happened around 4 a.m. Sunday and died at the scene. Authorities say Polsley was driving a 1999 Chrysler westbound on Highway 370 just past Alice Road, which is a couple of miles west of the I-29 interchange, when the car went out of control and entered the North Ditch. The vehicle rolled several times before coming to rest on its wheels. An investigation determined that Polsley was ejected through the sunroof of the vehicle. He was not wearing a seatbelt. A man wanted on a federal warrant and another person were arrested Monday night on drug charges following a traffic stop on Interstate 80 in Cass County. The sheriff's office said Tuesday that Saul Muro and Bianca Azucena Muro of Los Angeles, California, were taken into custody just after 10 p.m. following the search of their vehicle near the Olive Street exit or Exit 57. The pair faces charges that include possession with the intent to deliver cocaine and intent to deliver marijuana. Saul Moreau was also wanted on a federal warrant with the U.S. Marshals Service for amphetamine sales. A search of their vehicle resulted in the discovery of 4 kilograms of cocaine and 5 pounds of marijuana located in a compartment under the driver's and passenger side seats. The Moreaus were seen by a magistrate who set their bond at $22,000. The sheriff's office was assisted at the scene by the Audubon, Mills, and Sioux County K-9 units and the Iowa State Patrol. An official with the Audubon Police Department says two people were arrested August the 5th on unrelated charges. In the report released Tuesday, Officer Matt Starmer said 30-year-old Heather Nicole Daisy of Estherville was arrested on an outstanding warrant for harassment in the first degree. She was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later posted bond. And 21-year-old Cody Dwayne Pareto of Audubon was arrested last week on a charge of aggravated domestic abuse assault. Pareto was transported to the Audubon County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Authorities in Montgomery County say one person was arrested Tuesday evening on an assault charge. 22-year-old Jamie Paul McDaniel of Villisca was taken into custody at around 5:45 p.m. at the Montgomery County Jail. McDaniel was arrested on a valid Montgomery County warrant, charging him with simple assault. He posted a $300 cash bond and was released from custody. And the Harlan Police Department Tuesday evening issued their weekly arrest and incident report. Officials say most recently, 47-year-old Timothy Turner of Harlan was arrested on Sunday when officers were called to a domestic disturbance at a residence on 12th Street. As a result of their investigation, Turner was taken into custody and charged with domestic abuse assault. He was also arrested on Monday for violating the no-contact order that was issued as the result of the domestic abuse. And this past Saturday, 32-year-old Shannon Malberg of Erling and 23-year-old Kelsey Malberg, also of Erling, were taken into custody following a traffic stop. Shannon Malberg was charged with driving while barred in violation of a no-contact order. Kelsey Malberg was also charged with violation of that no-contact order. Last Friday, Emily LeBenz of Portsmouth was taken into custody following a traffic stop. She was charged with operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated.